but nevertheless from the same chapter. Chapter 14, verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And then down to verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself to us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. I have been speaking to you of late on these missionary broadcasts on the subject, What Many Christians Today Need. Many, many Christians are aware of their needs, especially the inner needs of their hearts. Now, some of these are known and faced only by the individual himself or herself. That is, they are unknown to other people. Often they are. Of course, God sees them all. Nothing is hid from him. And no need in our lives is a matter of indifference to him. He sees, he knows, and he is concerned. And we ought likewise to be concerned about our inner spiritual needs. We have discussed previously two of these needs. I have suggested that many Christians today need to have their vision recorrected. They have blurred vision. They don't see spiritual things clearly. They don't have a clear understanding of the Bible or of what they as Christians ought to be doing. And then some of them are nearsighted. They can only see needs close at hand. They have no vision of the mission fields of the world. And if few are farsighted, all they can see is distant needs, but are not aware or are not facing, at least, needs close up. Now, the Bible as the chart and the Holy Spirit as the great doctor of vision can recorrect our vision. Then I have mentioned the fact that many Christians need to have their thinking readjusted. Many have fallen prey to the snare of the male thinking of the world. The pattern of thought in the world today is far removed from the true spiritual pattern of thought that was in Christ Jesus and in his early followers. And the Bible tells us that we ought to have the mind that was in Christ, in our own lives, dominating our lives. Paul said, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Today, I want us to consider another obvious and very vital need. Not only do many Christians need to have their vision recorrected and their thinking readjusted, but many of us need to have our love rekindled. I think this is the greatest need of all, because you see, it is love in the heart that determines all of our actions and all of our motives. When Jesus met Simon Peter after his resurrection from the dead, Simon Peter, you remember, had denied his Lord. He had followed him afar off, and then he had run into seclusion and hiding after Jesus' crucifixion, and had now returned to his old original pursuit of fishing. And Jesus, appearing to him, said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Jesus knew that Peter's basic need was love, a rekindled love for his Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, these disciples had professed and they had manifested love for Jesus earlier than this. Because they believed in him and because they loved him, they had forsaken all to follow him. They had given up everything for his sake. But now Simon Peter, following afar off and denying his Lord, returning again to his old way of life, he had a need in his life. And that need was to have his love rekindled. Jesus said, Simon, lovest thou me? And when Simon assured Jesus that he did love him, Jesus said, feed my sheep. In other words, if you love me, Peter, you will be doing what I came into this world to do, to seek and to save and to give life to that which was lost. He said, other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And this is our need. If we really love the Lord Jesus, we will be seeking lost sheep and seeking to bring them to the Savior. In the upper room prior to his crucifixion, Jesus told these disciples that what they needed above everything else was love. He said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. He said, I give you a new commandment, and the new commandment is that you love one another. In the epistle of John, we have this same emphasis. He writes, and hereby do we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar. And then he says, a new commandment write I unto you, which thing is true in him and in you. And then he goes on to talk about love. Love is the fulfillment of all of God's commandment, and this is the new commandment which Jesus gave to his disciples. He never gave many commandments during his ministry upon earth, but this is one of them, that we should love one another. We should first of all love him. His question to Peter was, lovest thou me? His rebuke to the church at Ephesus was that though they had labored and had had patience and had worked hard for him, they had left their first love. And this is what we need. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. The meaning is, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. The last great commandment which Jesus gave was, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And we as Christians need to have our love to him rekindled so that there shall be a renewed zeal in our hearts, motivated by this love for him, to obey his last great commandment. And of course, if we love him, we will also love people. You see, God's love is to people. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We read of Christ that he loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. We read that God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, gave us new life in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit plants and produces that same divine love in us. The scriptures tell us that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. The fruit of the Spirit is love. The Apostle Paul says, the love of Christ constraineth me. He even said that he had such love for his own kinsmen that he could wish himself accursed from Christ for their sake. You know, love makes duty a privilege and a pleasure. And love casts out all fear. Some people seem to be afraid to yield themselves to the Lord, afraid he might call them to some difficult mission field. But when we truly love him, that love will cast out all fears. Yes, many, many Christians in the world today need to have their love rekindled. They need to have a rekindled love to Christ himself, and then they need to have a rekindled love to the peoples of the world whom he loves and for whom he died.